Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. We've recently highlighted the growing interest in heirloom crops and grains grown in our state and region. We've interviewed farmers benefiting from this trend, and today we are talking to the guy who may be responsible for initiating it all. Glenn Roberts is founder of Anson Mills. He joins us by phone now from his office in Columbia. Glenn, welcome to the program.
It's an honor to be here. It's been a while, but I know you've done a lot of good work, so thank you.
Well, thank you. Yes, it has been a while. You know, I interview over 200 people a year, and this is our 24th year, so it is,
wow. Yeah,
it's hard to keep track, but welcome back. Now, tell us, for our listeners who might have missed that very first show many, many years ago, tell us how all of this got started, because a lot has happened since then.
My mom, during the Great Depression, was very wealthy, hanging out in Aiken, South Carolina, with a lot of very wealthy horse people, and they lost everything, and she had to go to work for a nanny cleaning houses. Her nanny insisted that they go down and work with the Seabrook family because they were paying the best. So mom was going back and forth from Aiken, South Carolina to Edisto Island. She was snuck in the back door to work because white people weren't allowed to work back then with black people. So mom grew up growing her own rice and pounding it, or she would have starved to death. So we always had rice, and she had friends that brought rice to the house straight out of the field in Aiken that was hand pounded. So I was fortunate enough to grow up with real fresh rice, which hardly anyone gets to do if they don't live in South Carolina. I'm very lucky.
So it all started with rice. Then what happened?
I was working with Dr. Richard Schultz Sr., who has Turnbridge Plantation right across the river from Savannah, doing an event for the Smithsonian. They had 12 board members coming in on rail from Tennessee. And Dick was so generous. He said he'd donate the rice, and one of my guys went over to pick it up. It's only 15-mile round trip, brought it back. And I didn't pay any attention to it. It was just sitting there. When the party got there early, we all had to do talks about this and that. We had a historic menu, et cetera, et cetera. And then I went back in the kitchen. I said, okay, we're doing fresh rice, right? And the chef said, yes. And I said, okay, fresh rice means it goes on now because we're going to send it to the table, put it on a sideboard just like it used to be 200 years ago. Then we're going to serve it out. You okay with that? And everybody said, yeah. So they opened up the rice and it was full of weevils.
Oh,
Dick
my.
Sr. didn't know anything about it. I didn't know anything about it. So I spent the next hour with the dishwashers picking the rice in the kitchen. It was about 140 degrees and I was dressed to the nine in suit. And I just said, okay, I'm going to go work with the Schultz family so I learn how this works so we don't ever do this again. I didn't even know the rice wasn't available because they were right there. Right? I hadn't even thought about it. So that's what started, and it was Dick Schultz Sr. and then Dick Schultz Jr. who actually took me to the rice fields for the first time, and we ended up working together, and that's how I met Roland Chalmers and everybody else down there. It's been an incredible trip, and that was, believe it or not, over a quarter century ago.
So the first heirloom grain, rice, it has grown from there, corn, et cetera.
Right. We've gone from that one crop, which we had to have something to make Anson Mills work for the first couple of years, because you can't just plant rice and then all of a sudden you've got a rice company. We planted heirloom maize thinking, haha, that was going to be easier. Not true. My first field of 35 acres of Carolina gourd seed corn, which was the first Carolina gourd seed grown in the region that wasn't actually converted to bootlegging immediately out of the fields, because I wanted culinary, although I guess moonshine's a wonderful thing. I really wanted grits, because my mom wanted cornmeal and grits, what she'd grown up on, and I wanted to grow it and send it back to her. So I was in Dillon, South Carolina, on one of my friend's best farms. I mean, it was a great place. Storm came up about a week before harvest, and we're standing out looking in the field going, this is perfect. And then he looks up and he goes, uh-oh. And I look up because I'm stupid. And I go, uh-oh, what? And he's looking at a black cloud. He said, that cloud's coming at us. And I said, doesn't look like it's moving to me. 15 minutes later, all the corn was knocked on the ground. That was the end of my first year. And that's when I learned you can't grow in one place. So now we farm all over the United States. And we have 200 plus land-raised crops in research and production. Probably more than that now, because I just added a bunch more.
Well, Glenn, I see by the time clock we're about out of time. So if it's okay with you, we'd like to invite you back tomorrow to finish the conversation. Is that okay?
That sounds like a plan and a wonderful opportunity.
Well, Glenn, thank you so much for spending time with us today. We'll see you tomorrow.
And thank you, Mike.
Glenn Roberts is founder of Anson Mills, and we joined him by phone from his office in Columbia. We will have a link to the company posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.